100 Word Stories.
Hey guys, hey, hi. Hi. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. Excuse me, gotta clear my throat. Most podcasters would just restart at this point. Screw that, man. 100 Word Stories. What the hell am I saying? It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic, you come up with the stories. 11 years of this crap, right, man? Okay. We got Jeffrey, Charlie, Richard, Tura, Lizzie, Serendipity, Muncie, Tom, Norval, Joe. Hey, Danny's back. Hi, Danny. And Planet Z. Yeah, I am. So, the topic is, what is your earliest memory? And if you haven't just hit stop by now, okay, let's have some story. And the funny thing is, I'm feeling much better than I did the past few weeks. What? Oh, yeah, hit stop.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 528, on the topic of your earliest memory. My first story is called, This Land is My Land. After months at sea, we all felt relief to see land again. The ship anchored in a harbor. I led a small party to shore. As captain, it was my honor to be the first to step foot on the virgin land. I did so, planting our flag and speaking the words I had rehearsed. I claim this territory, from this shore to the next, in the name of our sovereign. Of course, I wasn't speaking English, but you get the idea. My memory of it is quite distinct. I have been reincarnated many times, and one of my earlier lives was the first person to ever come to the Americas. That means I have dibs. It's all mine, Chief, every square inch. My second story is called The Event. The memory is indelible. I was warm, snug, and content in my cocoon. I certainly didn't want to leave. Then came the cold and a blinding light. I fought to stay where I was, but someone yanked me from my hideaway. I'm sure I cried. "Get up, you big baby," my father said, glaring at me and throwing the covers to the floor. "We agreed to this weeks ago. I'm not asking for much. Just start looking for a summer job so you can earn some money for college so you don't bankrupt me. It's not like I'm ripping you from the womb." And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
My earliest memory was the death of my twin. It was misclassified as a crib death. Timmy's head was stuck between oak bars of the IKEA crib for 2 days, while the babysitter smoked crack and my parents vacationed in El Cabo. My uncle, a decisive thief, suffered a form of crib death as well. He broke into a furniture store one night to crack the safe and to steal a crib for his newborn. He attracted the attention of a dozing night watchman, and during a brief gun battle, succumbed to a chest wound at the guard's hand. Number 2. An early memory. A very early memory is that of my time swimming in a large pool of warm, amniotic fluid, tethered to a round, pulpy sea creature by my belly button. Really scary looking stuff, I imagined, since I could only feel it, and I couldn't see it. I imagined everything to be squishy, veiny, purple, and icky looking. I did spend a lot of time squirming around, tumbling in the warm medium, and was only disturbed a few times during my stay by another grunting creature trying to worm its way into my secure cave in the evening. Number 3. A memory that will live for me in infamy was the day I succumbed to the new, shiny, 320i Beamer my new lady friend drove. I wanted to drive that car, to wax it, to wind it up tight in third gear on the highway, to drift around some slow curves on the pass, to wind the tach to red line in expressway traffic. This car pulled me into a relationship that I wish I could expunge with a quick dose of something, or a memory wipe of some kind. I eventually had my way with the car, of course.
Good morning and hello, this is Richard. And I have two stories for you today on the topic of my earliest memory. The first is called Hungry. My earliest memory. That's easy. It was seeing you for the first time, just now. Nothing like a stranger turning up with snacks when you've not eaten for as long as you can remember. Not that my memory is good. We goldfish aren't renowned for our long-term recollection. And what's that you have? Food. Marvellous. I haven't eaten for, well, as long as I recall. Do I know you? I forget. One of the downsides of being a goldfish, 7 seconds and then, poof, gone. Oh, is that food you have? Excellent. I haven't eaten for, well, ages. And my second story is called Memories. My earliest memory was implanted on June 15th, 1997, my 40th birthday, which might seem a little late in life to be establishing a past, but up till then, I didn't really know where my life was heading. So many people form their memories far too early, I think. By the time they've got themselves a career, settled down, and made their plans for a satisfying future, they've accumulated years of baggage, disappointment, and bad decisions, clogging up their minds and exerting a stranglehold on their future. Not for me, though. Life is great, as far as I remember. And that's it. Another two stories under the belt. Another week done. Another notch on the bedpost of shame. So until next time, goodbye.
Tura Brazoino here with a story on my first memory. The doctor is telling me that my first memory is from when I was 2. Not to me. I can see that memory sitting in my head, but it doesn't feel like mine. To me, my first real memory is waking up in cryonics recovery. Everything from before I died feels like a story I know but never experienced. The doctors talk about dissociative memory disorder, blaming the patient so they can call cryonic revival a success. So it is, for me. My predecessor died, and his past is a museum exhibit in my head. The sense of freedom is dizzying.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I died and went to heaven. Heaven is very cold. My wife ordered me to bring a pullover. She needed it for me. The last thing I recall is those men forcing me to wear it. Heaven is also quite intriguing. I thought I'd meet God and angels and good-hearted people, but my earliest memory of being in heaven is when I almost turn into food. Now, I'm a pet. Good thing growling Matilda, as I call her, is warm and cuddly. Still today, I wonder why my wife sent me to heaven, although I seriously doubt it's really called heaven. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I am your earliest memory. I was there when you burst from the warmth and safety of your mother's womb, screaming and helpless, into a dangerous world. And I have stalked you ever since. I have watched from the deep shadows in your bedroom in the night. I have followed you along unfamiliar dark alleyways. I've peered over your shoulder while you await bad news and listened in to the unexpected phone call in the early hours of the morning. I was with you at the beginning, and I will accompany you to the very end. For I am fear. Fear.
Greetings, Bugs, and welcome to June, to a new nickname, and what I hope will be a memorable story, in that it will literally be a story about memories, by Christopher Monroe. It's said that your earliest memory is the one that matters most. It's the one that shapes you going forward, turns you into the person you eventually become. It's the memory you can't escape, because it's the one that, more than any other, is you. That's why they're called formative years. For me, it's my aunt, in the early 80s, dressed as though she were Boy George, singing Blondie to me in the crib. One way or another, I'm going to find you. I'm going to getcha. And that is, essentially, everything you need to know about me. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at MunzyMunzy. So ends my week, Bugs. And let me close by saying, seriously, go listen to some Blondie. Blondie were badass.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Greatest. My earliest memory of the man was the 1960 Olympics. I've never been much of a prize-fighting fan, but Clay was amazingly fast. Fists just blurred across the screen. When he said he had no quarrel with the Viet Cong, he was spot on. My sentiments exactly. Then they took away his title. It reminded me of what happened to Jim Thorpe. White people love to fuck with people of color. Then he made this world-class comeback. I wish I could write as well as Norman Mailer. He totally captured the Ollie thing in the fight. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 528, with a prompt of earliest memory. I'm taking a break from the Monkey Boy series to revisit an old memory. I call my story 54 years later. Here's my story. We were downstairs in the family room. My twin brother, Roger, and I were sitting on the piano bench. We were inseparable for the first 12 years of our lives. Our oldest sister, Susan, was sitting on the brown couch with a red heat lamp shining on her shoulders. Susan was my sister. She watched out for me. Roger had Donna to keep an eye on him. The next day, Susan went to the hospital and died from leukemia. We all lost our sister, but I lost my sister. Susan was 9 years old. Roger and I were almost two. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Hello, hello. Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 528, my earliest memory. Here we go. I was barely born. Considering it was a normal birth, if C-sections among 40-year-olds are a normal birth in 1968, with the usual circumcisions shortly thereafter. No, I'm not Jewish, but my mother was convinced it was a hygiene thing, because my dad was uncircumcised and my mom was obviously totally disgusted by it. So I'm circumcised. No wonder it took literally 20 years of marriage before their only son was born. Or it took literally 20 years of marriage to figure out how to have a child. Anyway, Mom is holding me, and Belle, our beagle, is slobbering all over me. There, my earliest memory. Okay, so I embellished it a little bit, but, you know, at the same time, there is actually a photo of this, where my mom is holding me, and Belle, our beagle, is slobbering all over me. So crap, if you want me to include a photo, send me something, and I'll send it to you. Seriously. But that is my entry for Weekly Challenge 528, and that is my earliest memory. Because I love my dogs, all of them, and Belle was my first. Well, technically it was my mom and dad's, but that was my first dog. And Belle and I had almost 4 years together. And I'll never forget that, ever. My earliest memory. Night all.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The building is shaking. My phone reads 0001. It's a minute after 12. I use military time on all my clocks for some reason. I guess AM and PM look alike when you're too drunk to see straight. And with all the lights, night can be like day, and day can be like night. I wipe the sweat from my eyes, put down my phone, and try to go back to sleep. The building is still shaking. Wait, I'm not in a building. I'm on a plane. The plane is shaking. I cover my eyes.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of... What was the topic? Your earliest memory. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. I know everyone is busy and this and that. But it's good to take some time to be creative. And you've chosen to be creative here. And it's like... cool. Okay. So the next topic is, it's a pick two and the list is up on the site. Okay. So, I used to tweet these out on my personal account and 100 word stories. And I took my personal account off of it because, if people want to follow my stupid, crazy crap, okay, and if they want to follow the stories, oh, but cross-promotion, marketing, awareness, whatever. That's just noise. Then the whole internet is everything. Everything of everything all at once, right? You know, a little bit of, you know, go to this channel, go to that channel, but synergy and me, whatever. Okay, so thank you all for being a part of this synergistic experience, and I will see you all next week. Thank you for putting up with this crap, and as always, keep it brief.